Hey guys, this is Sadika Sadika X, and welcome to this week's edition of Black Girls Binge. So the last time we talked, we took a look at binge eating disorder based on the DSM-5 diagnosis and criteria. We talked about what binge eating looks like versus what it doesn't look like and why it's often misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed or just missed and people of color. We talked about how binge eating may look like sitting in the middle of the bed, scarfing down a bunch of foods really fast, eating the chips, the Oreos, French fries, fried chicken, gulping it down with a soda, doing that over a short period of time, and you know, you see crumbs all in the bed. It might look like that. But we also talked about it may also look like you restricted your food intake. You ate really well during the day, and now that it's nighttime, you're eating popcorn, and after you eat some popcorn, you may have some potato chips, and then after you have some potato chips, you're eating some Raisinets, and after you have some Raisinets, you go pour yourself an adult beverage, and then after you have that, you eat a couple of cookies before you go to bed, and you do that over, I don't know, maybe, you know, 2 hour, 3 hour period of time. Binge eating could also look like that. And that's why a lot of times it's misdiagnosed, because we think of the first picture, when in actuality, many of us fall in a second picture, myself included. So I want to continue the conversation on binge eating disorder, what it is, you know, how it's affecting me, how it's affecting you, because I want to hear from you too, how it's affecting us, so that we can all get on the road to recovery. What I didn't share the first time is in our first conversation is that although I am a therapist, I cannot be my own therapist, and I'm not your therapist. So this is just the conversation, but you may hear me give some foundation or some additional language, you know, to support our conversation. I encourage you to email me with questions, you know, and let me know what you're thinking so that we can dialogue back and forth. But let's talk about this week. I continue to binge. I have the emotional distress, for lack, I can't think of another way to describe it. The binging, it consumes me. It oppresses me. It overwhelms me. I don't know what to eat. I don't know when to eat. I'm trying to figure out, is this a binge versus overeating? It's, you know, but with all of that, it's the constant guilt and obsession with food. I've learned that when you have binge eating disorder, it's so important that you don't practice food restriction. So intermittent fasting, that doesn't work for us, right? Keto doesn't really work for somebody with binge eating disorder. We need to have access to the foods that we want and not feel the guilt because we want to have fruit. We need to have that ability to eat, because when we practice food restriction, like with intermittent fasting or doing keto where we can't have any carbohydrates or the carbohydrates are so low, when we practice those food restrictive things, it causes us to binge. It triggers something in us that causes that binging episode to happen. So now you've been great all day. You did intermittent fasting. You didn't eat breakfast. You ate between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then you went back to fasting again. And you don't eat the next day until 10 a.m. And when you do eat, you make sure that it's all keto friendly. You're eating bacon with butter. Something about that just feels wrong to me, by the way. You're eating bacon with butter. And you're losing weight. But you can only do that for so much time when you have binge eating disorder before it triggers a binge. And so now it's nighttime and all of the things that you didn't allow yourself to have, it may be once a week, could be twice, could be more. Everybody's different. All of the things that you didn't allow yourself to have, now you're having them, but no one sees. And so you eat all of the things that you weren't allowed to have during the daylight hours when everyone sees you practicing keto or doing intermittent fasting. That's why it's important that we don't practice food restrictions. We can't do that. Anyway, so I'm trying to figure out the difference between overeating and binging. Because I want to work on the binging. I believe if I can fix the binging, then the overeating will resolve itself. We'll have to see about that one. So for me, binging is when I feel all of the guilt. I'm eating all of the bad things, and then I feel so horrible for eating all of the bad things after I eat them. I feel miserable. I stress over it. Now I want to take a laxative, or the next day I'm going to get up and I'm going to make sure that I go running and I'm not going to eat anything. And, you know, I'm going to be mindful of my carbohydrates and just, you understand? That's binging for me. So I don't know that I've had a binge episode worth mentioning in the past week, but I definitely, now that I'm becoming more aware of binge eating and how binge eating affects me, now I'm wondering if I'm just overeating. So instead of binging, because we can't practice food restrictions. So instead of that, I make sure that I eat. If I'm hungry, I eat breakfast, whatever breakfast might look like. I try to not eat donuts for breakfast or a bagel. I try to make better choices, but eat breakfast. And then when it's time for lunch, it's important that I don't skip lunch and save those calories for dinner, because then I'll overeat. I eat lunch and I eat dinner. And if I want a snack, you know, if I want to have a banana, then have a banana. If I want to have a piece of candy, I allow myself to have a piece of candy. I don't know if that is how your binge looks like, what that looks like for you. But because our binges look different, everyone's, I'm going to allow myself to have the candy and not feel the guilt associated with it. But so here's my question with the overeating. Can I really eat sausage and eggs for breakfast with a cup of tea, some sugar and lemon in that, and then eat a turkey sandwich with some Doritos and some water for lunch, then have a banana, then for dinner have a steak with rice and string beans, and, you know, after dinner pour myself a vodka on ice? Is that binging or is it overeating? By my account, it's overeating. I'm consuming way too many calories. So I don't have all of the guilt that comes with the binge eating, because there's a difference. It's the guilt, it's the distress that comes after the binge. Now I'm just overeating. I'm consuming way too many calories. And I have to make changes there. But do you see the difference between overeating, just eating too much? I ate meals. I ate when I was hungry, and they were complete meals, but they were poor choice meals, nutrient dense foods is what I was choosing. So if I can finally get the binge eating in control, I'm going to have to eventually work on the food choices, but one challenge at a time. I say, let's focus on a binge and try to not have the binge eating, because that's the distress. That's the oppression. It's the guilt that eats away at us, right? It's the feeling horrible because you couldn't control the food in that instance. That's that binge. That's what we're here talking about. That's what we're trying to fix. And in fixing that, we have to ask ourselves, what is it in us that causes that binge? I've noticed that one of my triggers is alcohol. If I'm drinking, it lowers my inhibitions, and then I feel like I can eat, and then I relax. And so I'm drinking. If I have one drink, then I'm going to have a second. Then I'm going to eat the French fries, and I'm going to allow myself to maybe have a piece of cake. And, you know, and so for me, I've noticed that alcohol is a trigger. So I need to be mindful of drinking and being in social activities that put me in a position of drinking, because I'm a happy drinker. I'm hanging out with friends. Let's have a couple of drinks drinker. I'm not a, oh my God, I had a rough day at work type of drinker, but still it's a trigger. So if you're socializing with friends, my friends may be able to have all the French fries in the world that they want and all of the drinks that they want. But if I have one or two, eating the French fries, it will lead to a binge for me towards the end of the evening. So I can't do those same things So I need to be mindful of, you know, again, I always say with Alcoholics Anonymous, not saying that we're alcoholics. We have binge eating disorder. Let's focus on one disorder at a time. But at Alcoholics Anonymous, they say, change your people, places, and things. And that's the case for any disorder that you're managing, including binge eating. You may have to change people. You may have to change the settings that you hang out in. You may have to create different activities with the people who you do socialize with. So instead of your friends that you normally hang out with Friday night and get a couple of drinks and, you know, for happy hour, maybe you're hanging out with those same friends, but you're walking, you're exercising, or you're getting new friends where you're walking and you're exercising and having the tough conversations about how to live a healthier lifestyle. I don't know, just something to give thought to. All right, well, that's all I'm going to talk about for today. Again, I'm Sadaka Sadaka X on Instagram. It's S-A-D-A-Q-A, S-A-D-A-Q-A-X. So Sadaka Sadaka twice, X at the end. You can also find me at hashtag Sadakalations. I want to hear from you. Sadakalations@gmail.com. Peace.